So, you know, I'm really excited to be the chair of this subcommittee for a number of reasons. One, it's the largest subcommittee, and we have a range of members on the committee. You have members from Maine. You have members from California, from the Midwest, from upstate New York, because it covers such a wide variety of anything that is not a commodity is covered by this committee.
Stacy Plaskett is the delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands in Congress. Ironically, the delegate not able to vote on the House floor, but she is the chairwoman for the Biotech, Horticulture, and Research Subcommittee.
Also, it's the largest subcommittee because of that. And Colin Peterson, the chair of the Ag Committee, has given a tremendous mandate to all of his subcommittee chairs and said that I want the work to be done at the subcommittee. So in the first instance, we're making sure that those pieces of the Farm Bill that were directions to federal agencies, whether it's Department of Ag or FDA or others, is actually being implemented. And the other part is to explore other areas. So this last subcommittee hearing, there's been a directive from the administration to move some of the research components that are here in D.C. out into the country. And we were looking at what the possible impact, positive and negative, that might be, whether it's staffing issues, as well as them not having synergies with other research agencies here in D.C. We're looking at resilience. The next hearing is going to be about resilience in research. Do the research arms that are out in our communities provide the local farmers with the type of information they need to remain resilient for disaster mitigation? And we plan on doing quite a bit of work in organics, talking with farmers about the certifications for organics, the marketing, crop support for organics in this country, as well as, you know, The sexy part of our subcommittee will be looking at cannabis in some way and its production and how Congress should or should not be involved in this new industry that's coming up.
One of the largest areas of excitement for Plaskett is where infrastructure and agriculture meet.
For me, is this notion of having technology and broadband to support rural areas and our farming communities, to ensure that there's ample Wi-Fi, ample broadband capacity, that last mile, so that farmers can take advantage of the technology that's there to help them with irrigation, help them with their crops, and also for their children who are living on farms, living maybe out in areas that do not have the capabilities that maybe the cities do, so that they can meet their educational needs as well on those small farms, large farms, out in areas that are really the heartland of this country. So we're now part of the Broadband Caucus, looking at the Rural Broadband Task Force and how we can be supportive and make sure that our farmers and those that are in rural areas are getting the best of technology so that they can grow the economies where they are and their families can have what America has to offer.
The delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Stacy Plaskett, chairwoman of the Biotech, Horticulture, and Research Subcommittee under the House Ag Committee. In Washington, I'm Tony St. James.